May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There have been a number of verses over the years in Scripture that have become life verses to me, but the two foundational ones, when the Lord changed my life, set me free and filled me many years ago, over almost four decades ago, was from 2 Corinthians 12. And when he said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect, for power is perfected in weakness. And the other one was Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5, verse 17 says, for if by the transgressions of the one, Adam's sin, for if by the transgressions of the one, death reigned through the one, much more, those who are receiving the abundance of grace and are receiving the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. The reason that verse meant so much to me, those two verses, is because I discovered that in a process of struggling in my first few years, having surrendered my life fully to Jesus, with my mental illness. And then when I came to realize that, one, my weaknesses didn't disqualify me, that as a matter of fact, that in my weakness, his strength would be made perfect. And then the other one was, is that the thing I should expect in this life is to reign in life, not just reign in heaven one day, not when I escape this fallen world, but I could reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. And I was thinking about that scripture, and I've spoken on it and taught from it and quoted it so many times over the years. But again, just this morning in prayer, the Lord was just reminding me, one of the unique things about being a pastor is, and then being in the position that I'm in, so you're pastoring pastors, you just hear people's stories all the time. You get to experience their lives and their stories, and you're able to, in your own stories, you kind of at least mentally journal your life in the Lord over decades. And I just think of how very rarely do I hear somebody as they tell their story about their day or about their week or about their year or whatever, that it comes across like they feel like they're celebrating the fact that they reigned in life in the days that they live. Instead, they would say things to me like, whew, yesterday I almost didn't make it. I barely made it. I survived another week in my job. And just statements like that all the time. And it just doesn't sound a lot like reigning, ruling, overcoming. And yet that's what Christ said. For if by the transgressions of the one, death reigns from it, but through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we shall reign in life. Life, not death. Not life in heaven, but life here on earth. Through the one Christ Jesus. And the Lord just challenging me again to never settle for, well, I made it another day. That I'm called to survive life. The scripture says that as a Christian, as a person who possesses life from above, I was born from above, I have the very life of Christ inside of me by the Holy Spirit, that I'm not called to survive days, I'm called to thrive in those days. And one of the little phrases that it gave me, I wrote it in the devotional, and is that I'm supposed to reign in life, not be drained by life. And that's the way most people live their Christian life, spirit-filled people, just kind of at the end of the day, just this collective sigh, whew, made it another day. And that's living outside of the context, or it's living below that place God's called us to. It's not taking advantage of what God's equipped us with. When I think about that verse, and it says again, but death reigns through the one, through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we shall reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. And that word, through the abundance of grace. And it reminded me again of that scripture that's becoming one of the dominant life verses in my life, 2 Corinthians 9:8. For the God of limitless ability abounded all grace towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in the right translation would be that he's abounded all grace to you, that you always having all sufficiency, all things may abound to all good works or all the activities of your life. Five alls. Of course, you know the number five is the word for number for grace. And that word abundance, it comes from two words. One word means to surround, to be over, under, surround. And it's often translated superabundance. Now, abundance is good because that's more and above, but a super more than above. But even more than that, it's a super more and above that just surrounds you of grace, of the ability and the activity of Jesus. You see, we reign in life not through principles. But principles are good if they point to Him, not through trying harder, not through rededication, but we reign in life through the one Christ Jesus. There's only one way to reign in life, and it's through the one Christ Jesus. But how many times do we allow things like depression, despair, self-pity, self-rejection, fear of rejection, resentment, bitterness, worry, lust, anger, rule our days? But Jesus is the only one who's Lord, and He reigns over all those things. It's those things that drain life out of us, so at the end of the day, we spend a day in anxiety and stress and tension and fear or whatever, resentment, that exhausts us at the end of the day. Worry just wears us out. We can be tired physically. Our outer man can be impacted, but our inner man should be renewed every day, and get more so as the days go on. Our physical energy can be drained while our heart deep on the inside is running around in circles screaming, yippee, reigning in life through the one Christ Jesus. And I love the fact that He says it's a superabundance. It's a surrounding superabundance of grace. That doesn't sound like settling. It doesn't sound like making it or surviving it. We should be lifted way above it. Christians shouldn't win by a point. It should be 2,000 to nothing at the end of the day. But I'll tell you something that's interesting. That place in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, fascinating thing to me. I discover something new about that scripture every single day. And it says this, "And the God of limitless ability abounded, has already done it, all grace to you." The word there, "to you," is the word literally translated should be "into." He's abounded all grace, superabounded, surrounded all grace, surrounding grace into you. "That you always having," and the word "having" there, you hold it. It's the word "hold." You got it. "Always having all sufficiency in all things may abound into every good thing that life puts in front of you." Isn't that interesting? Instead of walking into situations dreading it, confessing that we dread it, how much we're not looking forward to it, how much we're not looking forward to that conversation or that situation or that circumstance or that responsibility or the day I have laid ahead of me, He said, "You have an abundance, superabundance, a surrounding superabundance of grace for every to lunge into, to attack, because you know you have the abundance of grace." So instead of dreading, instead of dragging your feet, and if you drag your feet into a situation, what I've discovered, into a conversation, a relationship, into a day, you're already half beaten. The enemy's already got you on your heels because you're dreading it. He says, "Because you always have all sufficiency," and it's not just more, it's super more. It's crazy more. It surrounds you more. "So that you have all sufficiency in everything, into everything life involves." I think that's one of the reasons Major Thomas used to minister to me so much. This wonderful Englishman, he's the one who would say, "I wake up every day. I go to bed every night with the hilarious anticipation of what God's going to do tomorrow. And I wake up every morning and I confess, Lord Jesus, these are your hands to work with. These are your feet to walk with. This is your heart to love with. This is your mind to think with, your ears to hear with, and your lips to speak with. Have a great day, Lord." That's normal Christianity. And it transcends personality type. And it's got nothing to do with the deeds you're facing that day. Superabundance. To reign in life, not just barely win, but reign. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.